Blog Talk Radio.
Now with Media Manager's Tracy Butler on Eyewitness News.
The following is a paid program from Jewel, England.
More personal information gets exposed so often. Might as well be any in a museum. Everyday activities like running.
When we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. Black Sunday 11/27/22.
Black Sunday. I'm gonna put it in your head, Black Sunday. Okay. Happy birthday to all those I didn't call. I was talking to Chelsea earlier. I gave her some information. I'm gonna give you some information this morning. I want to thank Brother White. Brother White was on the line last night in Divine Healing, and we prayed for people, and people got healed. They called and said they got healed. Certain areas in their body got to be healed. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Sometimes you can't get healed because your mind is on other stuff, okay? Your mind's on trying to see what the Jones is doing, and you let evil overrule you, okay? And we talked about divine healing come from God. Now, this is Sunday morning with the bishop, and I want to say Black Sunday Day. This is Black Sunday Day. Since y'all had Black Friday, the spirits did not have Black Sunday. Let me start off with Black Sunday. I want to start off with Michael Jackson, A Cool and the Gang, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, I'm talking black now. I'm talking about Black Moses, Black Abraham, Black Jacob. Oh, you ain't gonna like me now, y'all white Christians. I'm talking about Black Jesus, Black Holy Ghost, Black Spirit. Woo! I know I'm talking. I told you this is Black Sunday. And if you don't lift yourself up, ain't nobody else gonna lift you up. If you don't raise your children up to be successful, ain't nobody else. They would tell your children they're gay. They would give them a lie. And that's what's been going on. We're going to get into it this morning. But I want you to write down Psalms 27, Psalms 109. And I want you to get ready because we're going to talk about what's going to happen the last of this year and what's going to be happening in 2023. So exciting for you to be there to understand where you got to go and what you need to do. Hello. And some of you don't want to quit. You know, you lied to me, lied to God, lied to yourself, and you stay crossed up and messed up. You know, demonic spirit, okay? Now, the white supremacist master, let me say it again, white supremacist master America. And you are in it, so you're being mastered, and all you got to do is step out of it and say, this is the way I'm going. If don't nobody go this way, I'm going this way. And watch, don't you, I said, Black Sunday. Y'all, at Black Friday, they was buying and selling and buying. When you get through, it's only stuff. A fire can burn it all up. A tornado can blow it away. An earthquake, a storm, it ain't there no more. But what God give you, oh, y'all gonna hear me now. What black God give you, what the black Holy Ghost give you, I told you this Black Sunday. I want you to thank black pride. I want you to thank that when it said, the Lord is my shepherd, that's a black man talking, David, a black man talking about God is his shepherd. It's a relationship between God and Abraham. It's a relationship between all them in the Bible, because they was black and was talking to a black God. They were talking to a black Holy Ghost, and Jesus was black. Ain't nobody over there where Jesus come from is white. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Now I'm going back and give you a little funk, because we're talking about black Holy Ghost. And let me tell you something. If you ain't got no funk, and what I mean by that, you ain't got the rhythm, the beat. You know, it's something about black women. It's something about black men that you just have to see it to believe it. Let's play this right now. Here's Black Funk. Now, this is Michael Jackson, Cool and the Gang, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And you got SOS. Then you got Funky Soul. Now, if y'all scared of that, if you're scared of that, hang the phone up. But if you want to learn something, listen, you might learn what's been going on in your life. Black Sunday. They told you that was sin. That's the truth. That's the rhythm. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me all what you owe me. Reparation. That's Michael Jackson. Cool in the Game. Earth, Wind, and Fire. If you notice, all of them got a beat with the Earth universe. Earth, Wind, and Fire. We're talking about Black Sunday. What do Black Sunday really mean? It means to embrace the power of God, the Black God, the Black Holy Ghost, the Earth. See, we have always been people of love. We have always been people of God. Some other people that came here, they came to do destruction and lie. But the Bible says a liar cannot tarry in God's eyesight. So give it to me. Give me what you owe me. Give me what you owe our ancestors. I claim this morning, Black Sunday. All our songs, as you know, they talk about freedom, love, joy, and take care of family. Earth, Wind, Fire, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, all of them talking about coming to that one spirit. And we got more souls than anybody on the planet. We got more love than anybody on the planet. We got more patriotism than anybody on the planet. I want to give you Black Sunday, where you might look in your Bibles and look a different way, because you know some of it is lies. They didn't tell you the whole truth. But I want to give you the soul truth, huh? They're like Michael Jackson saying, giving it to you, like Cool in the Game giving it to you, but you can't listen to that because they done told you, or they, like B.B. King saying, the thrill is gone. Oh, y'all won't hear that because the people in the white, in the universal church, in the European church, say, oh, that's mean. It's sin to talk about you being hungry. It's a sin to pick the guitar and say you ain't got nothing to eat. That's sin. To tell the truth, when black folks tell the truth, it's sin. When white folks tell the truth, y'all make a lie out of it. Okay? Y'all better hear what I'm saying this morning. I'm talking about Black Sunday. Everybody packing in the church, looking on the cross for a white Jesus. Looking for a white Holy Ghost and looking for a white God. Y'all gonna hear what I'm saying. But I want you to look this morning at the blackness of you. Get in the mirror. I'm black and I'm proud. Dr. King tried to tell you that. Malcolm tried to tell you that. Paul Lawrence Dunbar tried to tell you that. Robeson tried to tell you that. So Donald Crook tried to tell you that. Huh? Mama Anna tried to tell you that. Mother Carrie tried to tell you that. Huh? So it's time for you to get on board where there's a black, if that's a Black Friday, it's a Black Sunday. And I'm glad to tell you about Black Sunday, that we in, I'm glad to tell you that we in Black Sunday. And in Black Sunday, we talk about what's going on in the world. St. Matthew 6, 33, seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew was a black man. Y'all believe what I'm saying? And first thing he said, seek the kingdom of God. Matthew was talking about the righteousness of God. He's talking about a much right woman need a much right man. A much right man need a much right woman. But you can't be over in the European world trying to be right. Because they know right in them. They ain't trying to be right. They're trying to control. They're trying to master. So we caught up in that. But you can come out and see what I want to say to you this morning. Moses was a black man. Moses seen the burning bush. And he went to the burning bush. And God said, Moses, take your shoes off. Because the ground you stand on is holy. This is set aside for you. But you got to get the knowledge that I'm going to give you. Y'all don't hear me. But when God gave him the knowledge, he could go back and tell Pharaoh, the European, let my people go. I'm talking about Black Sunday. That when you get it together, the Black Holy Ghost going to touch you. Oh, I dare you to say, Black Holy Ghost, heal me. Black God, touch me. Oh, they're going to say, oh, wait a minute. You blaspheming. How can you blaspheme what's yours? All religion, it wasn't religion, it was spirit to come out of Africa. Come out the bowels of Africa. God told me, Bishop, I got religion, and Bishop, I'm saved, sanctified, I'm a Christian, I'm a voodoo man. You know, you blaspheme us. Now I'm telling you who I come, where I come from. I come from the belly of Africa. I come from the dirt of Kenya and Jamaica and all of that, where we come from. And, okay, if you know where you come from, you ought to know your history. You ought to know ain't nothing in that Bible that you got that you don't already know. Huh? You know, white folks, they got millions of people at their church because they're not teaching spiritual. They're teaching witchcraft and magic. Huh? But when you teach the Holy Spirit, when you teach the Holy Spirit, God come to you and give you knowledge. Revelation, I can have five black folks to read the 23rd number song. I can have five white folks to read it. It's going to be different because you got melanin. And that melanin, I'm talking black now. You got melanin, things happen. How come when you hear music, you want to snap your finger? Because that's the melanin, the energy. You know, I was telling my son, I said, you know, you got blacks driving in the dark up in the city. They got the windows dark. Melon is good to us. Other people don't need melon. But melon, when you go Amun Ra, that's the sun. The energy of the sun heal your body. The energy of the sun moves sickness out of your body. But you sit up in a dark car. You can't see because it's like night. Driving in the dark, in the daytime. That's how stupid and how we caught up in witchcraft and magic. I got my window. Why you got your windows black for? Because you see somebody else doing it. That means that you're driving in the dark. And darkness don't work for you. Melon work for you. The sunlight work. Amun Ra work for you. I'm talking about Sunday morning in the black. Black Sunday morning. Everybody, one lady said, Bishop, I'm on my way because it's Black Friday. I'm going to get a good deal. You can get a good deal right now on Black Sunday. Abraham, Moses, Isaac, and Jacob were black men. Mother Mary was black. Y'all be, the wise men, they were black. The angels that came, they were black. Oh, y'all don't hear me right now. Some of you want to close. If you want to get out there, get out there. If you hate yourself so, you can get the phone on. You can get out the sign. If you hate your color, and you was taught to hate your color, but you have overcome slavery. You have overcome racism. You have overcome homosexual. Now they want to give you homosexual. They want to give you that. And they want to make it a community. How can you make it a community? And we as a black folk is the community. You are the black man, the black woman. God called black men and black women to rule this country. But other people come in and stole it. It's time for you to inherit what God gave you. It's time for you to say, I'm a man, a woman of God, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost gonna touch me. Reason, your children messed up, you ain't teaching them. You still trying to go the European way. You can't go the European way, baby. You got to go the way of the spirit, of the wind, of the water, of the storm. Every time, man, the Europeans get involved, storms and floods gonna come, tornadoes, earthquakes. It's coming because of the violation of God. It's a divine law. Divine law, God is in control. And your preachers don't want to preach blackness. They think you'll leave the church. But black God, glory, hallelujah. Black Holy Ghost, glory, hallelujah. And I see blackness everywhere. And when you can understand your blackness, you can understand your manhood. You can understand your womanhood, and you ain't going to throw your babies away. When you understand your manhood, you ain't go out and kill your brother because of what somebody said. That's witchcraft. That's magic. I wish I had somebody. I'm talking about blackness, a black Sunday. Meaning you think black, you act black, and you move into the black realm of the Almighty God. That's what happened to you. With all the drugs and going on, but God, let me emphasize, the black God is in control. The black Holy Ghost, oh, but shut up. That's the Holy Ghost. I just said that God, he's going to do a brook for you. I dare you. I double dog dare you. Said, black Holy Ghost, fight my enemies. I say, my ancestor, you've been calling on the wrong God. You've been calling on the wrong Jesus. Started calling on black Jesus. Started calling on black grandma. Black grandma. You know, my grandmother had a picture up of the 23rd number of Psalm. And I wonder why she put our grandfather up by the 23rd number of Psalm, put a picture of her daddy up and her daddy up, and they go up there, and she do the 23rd Psalm. When she gets through, she said, thank you, black. I don't know what she was doing. She was saying, thank you, black Holy Ghost. Thank you, black ancestor. You've been calling on the wrong God. You've been calling on the wrong Jesus. You've been looking for a white boy to save you, but he ain't. And I'm not teaching race. I'm teaching the truth. Go to Egypt. Go to Africa and see what you see. They told the Africans, this is what they told the Africans, the business people. If you don't embrace homosexuality, we're going to pull out. Pull out. Because up in Washington, up in California, all they doing, every movie they make is killing, shooting. If you go right now and get a movie, 9 times out of 10, every movie you see somebody getting killed and you see black, it's just a total lie. But once you embrace the Holy Ghost of God, he's going to open your eyes. He's going to open you to the winning invention. He's going to open you. Solomon was a black man. David was a black man. Huh? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they were black. But they told you they was white. They told you Jesus was white. And we bought into that. But now you can read and write. You got education while you stand in that same trench. Come out of that mud hole. And so I'm a strong black woman. I'm a strong black man. And I'm proud of my blackness. If you don't want to get away from me, and I ain't got to be no homosexual to be black. I ain't got to be gay to be black. Blackness was given to me by the Almighty God because I'm a part of creation. I wish I had somebody. We're talking about Black Sunday. When you embrace Black Sunday, you embrace economics. When you embrace Black Sunday, you embrace the water, the wind. You can speak to it. It is obeyed because it's a part of you. When you begin to set up and pray and you call the right. See, if I get ready to come to your house, you gave me the key to the front door. What I'm going to the back door with the key, it ain't going to work. You go to the bank tomorrow, I want a loan. You ain't got no money in there. But if you know what to do, and what we've been doing, we've been programmed, and we don't know what to do. But I'm going to tell you on this Black Sunday, Black Holy Ghost, Black Jesus, Black Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, anything in that Bible is black. They switch it around. But revelation knowledge telling us is God, and you can get what you want, your healing, your deliverance. It all comes from God. You can have it right now, but you got to call on it. You got to know it'll work. But you're like, my daddy, he gone and died, and he's dead. I won't see him no more. I say, your ancestors are always with you. Your mama. When I tell the lady, I see your mama with you, she said, bitch, I'm going to have a reading. The lady didn't see my mama. I said, if you went and had somebody prophesied to you, they didn't see your ancestor, they ain't no prophet. If they couldn't see your ancestor, if they couldn't see your Native American ancestor, if they couldn't see your, they ain't nothing but phonies. That's all they is. Charlatans. Glory, hallelujah. I'm talking Holy Ghost. Black Sunday, bring on black men. Black Sunday, bring on black women and black children. Psalms 27. Psalms 119. Now, I'm going to give you some black prophecy. Glory. I'm getting it directly from the blacks. Okay? I'm getting it directly. The 11th and the 12th. Now, this is the 11th month. We're going to have a loss of violence in the 11th month, accident. Going into the 12th month, we're getting ready to go into a railroad scrap. We're getting ready to go into tornadoes and floods because so much of lies out there. There's a massive sickness going on around the world. This is 11 and 12 of 2022. Now, I want to tell you the first of 2021. That means that January and February going to 23. There's going to be an outpouring. And the 11th and 12th of this month, this is the 11th month, the 12th month, you're going to find out the planes going to fall. They ain't going to catch on earthquakes and dive rate hurricanes, okay? You're going to see an earthquake in Russia. It's going to start in the 12th, but it's going to go into January and February and into March. March is St. Michael. And these are the angels that God put charge over the universe. I want you to read that black writing from David, written out thyself a evildoer, plead my cause, Lord. Black, and when you get through, say, thank you, black. When you put the twist on it, you give it power. You say, the Lord is my shepherd, I just not want. Your mind go to white. Let your mind start going to black. Thank you, black. Thank you, black Holy Ghost. Thank you, black Jesus. Thank you, black mama. Some of you want your mama to be white. But I'm telling you, we come out the bowels of blackness. We come out the bowels of the earth, black men, black women. And when they talk about Christianity, Islam, it was given to the black man. It wasn't named Christianity. It wasn't named Islam. It was named the spirit of the ancestor, the spirit of God. You can't tie the spirit up because spirit is in the air and wind. The spirit is everywhere. Get ready for this month for the spirit to happen with you. Going into 2023, we're going to have a cyber warfare. That means they got computers to shut down the railroad, to shut down the bridges, to cut the lights off. All that's going to be happening in 2023. The first thing happened in 23, a scratch. They want to shut the railroad down. They want a depression. We already in a depression. 2023 is going to show you some things that's been going on. Those that obey the prophet, those that are able to switch from Christianity, from Islam, to spiritualism. Say, I'm not religious. I'm not a Christian. I'm spiritual. When you can make that transition, something new going to happen to you. You ain't no more saying, I forgive. It ain't for you to give. God, the black God do the giving, and the black God do the judgment. When you say, black God, get that demon off my back, that white demon, that brown demon, he got to go. See, you got a lot of demon spirit, and people caught up with that because they can't switch over. They don't know. Ain't nobody teaching about blackness. They teach about homosexual. They teach about gay. But who's teaching about black? I ain't talking about no black car, no black brother. I'm talking about the blackness. When God told Moses, a black man, and when he went to the mountain, let me tell you what happened. Take your shoes off, Moses. You're on black ground. You're talking to a black God. And I want to give you the power to go back and tell Pharaoh, white folk, to let my people go physical, mental, and spiritual. And if they don't do it, you got the power to call the wind, the storm, the flood. You got power to turn water into blood. That's the power God gave Moses. But let me tell you what else he told him. Moses, I want you to know, when you go, whatever you said gonna happen. Y'all better hear what I'm saying tonight. This morning you better hear. I said, this is Black Sunday. And you need to know some blackness in your life. Then you all mess up. You trying to act like the European. You can't act like them. You can't do what they do. They already been cursed. They already crossed up and messed up. And they already know their end is short. They know it's coming. So what you do, you get somebody else and try to get them where you can stay a little longer. But I'm telling you, black men, black women, our ancestors tell us when they marched, they told it. So right now, we're living for things to happen for us good. I know I'm talking about that. Turn you over to another level, to a healing. And once that happens, you get ready. Now, this Michael Jackson, Cool in the Game, Earth, Wind, and Fire. They trying to bring a message to you through song, but you so caught up in the European world, you don't hear what they're saying. You think they entertaining you, and they trying to give you some knowledge on how to get your act together. As the fish, as the salmon go back upstream and lay their eggs, they were downstream, but they had to go upstream to lay their eggs, and then they go back. How they learn to do that? That's in their DNA. It's in your DNA to be doctors and lawyers. It's in your DNA to be healed and delivered. Yeah. That scripture, I said, read St. Luke 6:33. Seek first the kingdom, the righteousness of God, of black God. I have to say that, to black God, because, you know, y'all see everything is white. Y'all don't see nothing black. But I want to tell you, all the creation, all the stuff you got, if a black man gave Henry Ford the car, he ain't learned it by himself. If a black man, if blackness is the strength of our life. So you all in Black Friday, you tell somebody, I'm going to Black Sunday. They're going to look at you funny because they don't want that to be in their DNA. They don't want Black Sunday to be in their DNA. This is Black Sunday for you, 3029, 81, 38, 21, 17, 37, 11, 20. Treat it like a lady. Black Sunday, that's what you listen to, Bishop Tanner with Black Sunday. There, Spain, WBON. There, this is for you. We're trying to give you a message. You men want to beat women. Leave them alone. Yeah. Psalms 119. Get ready for the cyber warfare going in 2023. That means the computer's going to be jammed. And there's going to be earthquake in Russia. When you talk about Russia and Ukraine, there's two white folks fighting about each other. Ain't nothing new with black folks. Huh? All that money being sent over there, how come it ain't not sent to Africa? Tell you what, them people starving there. What's good for the gambling? Until black men get in control, see, we're talking about white power. Anytime I know somebody say black life, black life, says black life means something. Black power means something. I know black life. Black power means that you got the power to deal with some things in your life. So black power matters. Think about it. When you ain't got to call nobody when you got black power. When you go in your place and you go in your house and cook, you ain't got to go downtown to get them. You already got food there. So black power will work for you. Somebody said black power. See? And black power started in Mississippi, where they killed blacks in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia. But still, that black power spirit is on our ancestors. It's on our children. Okay? Get ready. This is Black Sunday. Y'all had Black Friday to spend your money, but Black Sunday receive the blackness of the Almighty, the blackness of your healing, the blackness of no. And for you ladies, is that let them treat you like a lady. If they can't treat you like a queen, a goddess, leave them alone. I feel the spirit. I feel the black Holy Ghost moving. Say, woo, glory, hallelujah, yay. I'm going a little higher. Bring yourself up a little higher. Whatever the devil done put on you, alcohol, drugs, cocaine, you can say, black Holy Ghost, I'm tired of this. I want to change. You ain't got to go to no rehab. All you got to do is speak it. The word is going to happen. Come on now. I know you ain't used to this kind of Holy Ghost. You ain't used to me talking blackness. Something about that black queen. You know, some of you gonna spray it away. You wanna go to the European side. Somebody wanna spray it away. And as some of you men spray it away, you messed up. Some of you women are spray it away. See, Samson went on that side and he got his hair cut off. He was betrayed and he died with some people. Samson was black, but he wanted to try the other fruit. Oh, thank you. Now, to all you ladies, if they ain't treating you like a lady, leave them alone. Because you're black, you're fine, and you're beautiful. You ain't got to have no wig on. You ain't got to paint your nails or get a booty lift, get a breast lift. You don't need none of that. That's the European way. You running that way. If you know you're a lady, wash your face, put some grease on, and you'll get chose by a king. Glory. Mm-hmm. I said, it's Michael Jackson, the Cool and the Game, Earth, Wind, and Fire, S.O.S. That's Michael there. I'm talking black Holy Ghost now. They're trying to give you a message. Some of you listen to Michael songs and never understand it. Get it and listen to it on the black side. Michael was killed. Michael was murdered because he was bringing a message. Dr. King was killed because he brought a message. Malcolm was killed because he brought a message. Yeah, I'm experiencing the black Holy Ghost this morning. I'm experiencing the black Jesus this morning. I'm experiencing the black of the universe. The black Holy Ghost, the black spirit. And all the black saints, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the black, and the black angels, Michael, Raphael, Bobiel, Tamiel, Sinclair, all the angels. The reason you ain't get no, you ain't call on your ancestors and say, Grandma, bring my angel to me. Grandma might show up. Happy birthday to them, got birthday today. I'm rocking with Black Thunder. I'm rocking with love. Tell somebody you love them. Don't say hate. See, Can't nobody stop you but love. For God, black God, so loved the world, he gave us black Jesus, our elder brother. Hello. And when we reach out, y'all believe what I'm saying? I said Psalm 27, Psalm 37, 35, and Pearl Psalm 119. I want you to read that this month and next month. If you've been reading this month, but next month, when you read it, it says, black God, and then you start reading it. Okay? Read east, west, north, and I want you to do it and tell me what you pick up. Because I guarantee you, once you pick up something going to happen. I hear, Pearl, this is for you this morning. Your mother told me to say, y'all busy, take care. I'm praying for you, Sister Francis. God bless you. I want to tell you, Lisa, I see your father walking up and down, well-dressed, smiling. Say, you got the victory. Thank you, Terrence. And don't worry about all that other stuff that's going on with witchcraft in your life. That witchcraft that's going on down in Baton Rouge, if they repent and say they're sorry, they get a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. The black Holy Ghost. I want to tell you, Brother White, your wife in the spirit world come and say, you're on the right track. Don't bow to nothing but the truth. And I want to tell all of you tonight, Mother Rosie, God bless you that come on this morning. I see you in your silk black dress and your collar on, and I see that's good. Sometimes you got to understand the blackness of God open up a door for you. You got to understand. Mm-hmm. We're in the service with Black Sunday. And my host was Michael Jackson. Cool and the Gang. Uh-huh. Earth, Wind, and Fire. SOS. Huh? And the Funk. Huh? The soul, funk soul. Now, when y'all look funny, that means it's giving you the what's going on. Now, I will say this morning, it's time for you to go in business. It's time for you to make your mind up that you're going to change. You know, you can read the paper, look at the TV. That ain't going to help you. Bright Star, God bless you. I'm going to pray something for you. Happy birthday to you coming up. And all them that are. Raymond, I want to tell you, it's time for a change. For you, 2023, make a change. Earth, Wind, and Fire. I want you to get ready for a change. Now, I want to say this. When Moses got his walking papers, you know, when God give you, you know, you got to ask the black Holy Ghost, you know, what is my assignment? Maybe you're missing your assignment. Maybe you're missing what black God want to give you, because you caught up in cars, homes, and clothes. Whatever you want, God will give it to you. The lady told me, she said, Bishop, I've been going to the casino, and then I said, when you go in there, the black Holy Ghost, abracadabra. He come out of there with $500 and said she was hurried to get out of there. I said, girl, we're not today. She said, no, I did one thing. I got what I pulled out. You got to go back to the root. You got to go back to the foundation, okay? Now, let me help you out, biblical. Biblical, all the religion that you've seen come out of Africa, and they carried it over to Rome and changed it up, okay, and got you all crossed up. That means they didn't want you to read the Bible. Once they got you reading the Bible, they changed the language of it. Oh, y'all gonna hear me. So, but how do you, you said, Bishop, what do I do to get the truth? Black Holy Ghost, black God, black Abraham, black Moses. When you start hollering black, the demon got to back up. They know you know something, okay? No, once you know who you are. One thing about Kyler, I know what he said. I know who I am. Once you know, the devil can't harm you because you know that you're a black man, you're a black woman. You know you got the black Holy Ghost. Okay, when I say that, my reason, some of the things going on with you, you have not shipped over. You know, women go get the nails done, they get the hair done. They find out that the condition in your hair gives you cancer. Why? Because you got melanin. What you taking that mess for? Huh? You getting a booty lift, getting a breast lift. Because you see the European women doing it. You are the copy. You are over the European women. Copy you, and you copy them. Okay. Oh, thank you, Black Holy Ghost. Thank you, Black Jesus. I told you Sunday morning with the Black Sunday day. Glory y'all to my. I'm going. It's Black Friday. I'm going to come to church to hear about blackness. Maybe you'll change your mind. I'm going to say this political. I don't care who be the president. If they ain't talking about reparations, I ain't voting for them. Huh? If Donald Trump said tomorrow, I'm going to do reparations, baby, I'm going to vote for him. If Donald Duck comes as a bishop, I'm going to give black reparations, I'm voting for him. We got to vote for them that going to help us. If they ain't doing nothing for the black man, they're doing it for the Crane, they're doing it for the Jews, they're doing it for the Irish, they're doing it for the Catholic, but they ain't doing it for the black man. Black Holy Ghost told me to tell you, if it ain't for you, don't mess with it. Glory, hallelujah. Let's hear from Kool and the Gang. Let's hear from Michael Jackson. Let's hear from SOS. I'm talking about soul stuff, blackness. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Don't you feel it? I feel it. When you move your hips and shake your butt, that's the Holy Ghost. When you holler, ow! That's the Holy Ghost. They trying to, don't let him holler. That boy, he needs some pills because he's hyper. That's the Holy Ghost. Stop giving them kids all that medicine they don't need. This day is Black Sunday. Put this down on your calendar. Black Sunday right after Black Friday. I'm going to start from the day on getting together for Black Sunday next year. The spirit, the ancestor company said, Bishop, why don't you have a Black Sunday? These preachers are hollering about Jesus. I'm hollering about Black Jesus, Black Holy Ghost, Black God. And these are our ancestors. Now, if you want to see, go to my website and say, go to the seat of Abraham and say, here's my black offering for the blackness. Or go to Cash Out, put the money sign and put Bishop T, and I'll get it for your black offering. Black got to support black. We've been supporting the other folks. Everybody going into the mall. I seen all them people at the mall. That's a good job. What if all them people were to save their money? I'm boycotting Christmas. I'm talking about saving money. Now, some of you are going to get on the train, but everybody ain't going to get on. Somebody said, you know, he's talking about black. He talked about black. Everything comes from Africa with black. Huh? The black spirit. And the white folks changed it. Y'all don't let me just say white folks. White folks changed it to Christianity. They changed it. The Abraham changed it to Islam. All that is made up religion, baby. It's not us. The black spirit. When you say black spirit, you're talking about us. When you say hoodoo, you're talking about us. The working of the animals. The working of the children. This is Michael Jackson. Kool and the Gang. Earth, Wind, and Fire. SOS. Funk Soul. Listen to me. Now, if you ain't listened to them records, go back and get the records and listen to them and see what you pick up. They're talking about what happened in our struggle. All music is spiritual. If it's rock and roll, if it's blues, if it's gospel, it's all spirit. It's all got a message. But they told you, you can't sing no blues. You can't bring that in church. This already in church. That man talking about love. He got you hating, not loving your men, not loving your woman, not loving your children. Like Jesus, like Holy Ghost, just go out to you. Don't forget, if you got the need, you plant a seed. That this is the seed. I believe right now, if you got a need, you plant a seed. I believe in sowing and reaping. If you sow the seed of justice, the seed of love, you're going to get love. The seed of money, you're going to get money. I don't care what it is. I'm going to plant the seed, and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit, the black Holy Spirit, to bring it to me quick, fast, and in a hurry. You know what it's going to do? It's going to do just that.
Thank you.
come on 7 days a week. Every night we come on from 9 to 10. You're invited to come on Monday, Dr. King Movement, Tuesday, Call Who's the Ancestors, Wednesday, Divine Word, Thursday, Divine Will of God, Saturday, Divine Healing, and on Friday, the $1 trillion flow. And I want you to be a part of that, and I want you to know that God opened up that door, and I just see things good working for you. If you just plant that seed, God going to do it for you.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. See, I haven't been perfect, but I've sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got a seed in the ground that He's blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I feel for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have done.
Come on, just say, this is my season for grace. For what else? For favor. To be what I have known. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Better give y'all a
in
whose direction?
In my direction.